we'll see, depending how bad it is. Okay. Anyway, let's start with this Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The sheet, everybody have the sheet? There's a few Marmikaimis on the sheet. The Mishnah and Pirkei Avos starts out. I don't have the beginning of the Mishnah. I got chopped. Let me get the beginning of the Mishnah. So we can say, HaOmer Davar Shem Omro, maybe Guda La'idam. I will say it over. Rabbi Ozer Hamodoy Omer. That Hamachalos HaKachim, if you do the certain Averis, that apparently are some very serious Averis, your Mechado HaKachim, you take the things that are supposed to be dedicated for the Beis HaMikdash, and your Mechado it. The Vaza Samoados, you do so a Bizui for Yantif. Hamalvin Pnei Chaver Barabin, that we know is a very serious Avera. Person's Malvin Pnei Chaver Barabin. Hamefer Babriza Sha'avim Avino, basically you deny the Bismila. It's also obviously a very serious Avera. The Hamigada Panamatar Shokalocha, that's apparently a big Avera, that you reveal a face in Torah that's not proper. Even though you got other mitzvahs, you got tremendous mitzvahs, you got Torah Ma'asim Tovim, that's pretty scary, right? You do these Averis are so serious that you can even lose your Chedek Elohim Haba. Even though we know Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Chedek Elohim Haba, and this guy for sure has a Chedek Elohim Haba because he has Torah Ma'asim Tovim, but if he does these things, Enochek Elohim Haba. Okay. What does Megad upon the Torah mean? So if you look at the Bar Tanura says, now of course you can do tshuva works, but we're talking about tshuva. So Megad upon the Torah, Shemar upon him uperush mitzvah shakalacha. You say pshatim in Torah that aren't correct. Kigain, hamitargeim, a person who translates the pasuk. Which means, mizaracha means from your zera, which means your zera, which means your seed, but it means your children. You shouldn't give it to the avodah zara of meirech. What happened that the goyim used to sacrifice their kids to avodah zara. So it says in the pasuk that you're not allowed to sacrifice your child to avodah zara meirech. If you do that, you're chayiv kares. It's terrible avera. So the person translates the pasuk to mean something else. Umizaracha means literally your zera. Your zera, you know, lo titein, you should give liavra to make pregnant. I think that's what means armanisa, to make a non-Jewish woman pregnant, who's in the child will go worship avodah zara. Right? So you're twisting, you're changing the pasuk. You got a chap psham the pasuk. The pasuk means, and the surah that we know that means is that your child, you shouldn't sacrifice avodah zara, and you're translated to mean that your zara, you shouldn't give to a shiksa. You're not supposed to have relations with a shiksa, which is halachically true, but that's not pshat the pasuk, and it's also partially not totally halachically true because you're making the avera, one avera is a kares, one's not a kares, you're changing the punishment. And that's not ripe shot in the pasuk. So basically, it says here that it's a serious avera to go ahead and at least maliciously. We do it sometimes by accident, do it all the time in shir. All the time I'm saying shot things are not correct. But that's what we can't. We're trying. We're trying our best. We're trying to learn. That's a mitzvah. You're supposed to try and learn. And even if you say ruam shot, you get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah because you're trying to learn. But if a person knows that that's not ripe shot, and you go ahead and it's a cute drasha, so if maybe everyone knows you don't really mean it, then you're just making a poetic license. It's probably also okay, because I'm not claiming that that's from the pasuk. I'm just making a cute, a pun. That's fine. Sometimes people do that. They make a pun on a pasuk, you know. I remember we went in Israel. The yeshiva went on a trip to Sfas. So we went to all the kfarim. So I said as Vartaira, Hami Bli and Kfarim in Mitzrayim, Lukachtana Bamidbar. Well, we didn't have enough kfarim in Yerushalayim. But everyone knows I wasn't really saying that that's Shine the Pasek, you know. It's just, okay, it's a cute pun. The B'nai Yisrael say, Ha'b'li'en Kvarim, you know, we have to come up here. We have enough Kvarim Yishalayim. Okay. But no one's saying, I'm saying Shine the Pasek. So that's a normal thing that people do. That's a poetic license. You use the words of the Torah in your speech. But a person who says a pshat in the pasuk and he conveys a message that that's ripe pshat and that's not ripe pshat is a very serious error, to the point that it's like among the four biggest averas. I don't know exactly. The enochek l'mabo, right? It's pretty big. It's equal to malvin b'nei chaver b'rabin, which is supposed to, I think, is according to some people, is yahar v'yavor. Like, it's really, it's a big aver. Okay. Anyway, so...
If you do it accidentally,
it's okay. You do it accidentally because you're not, you're trying to be careful, but if you do it accidentally, because that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, you're trying to learn pshat, that's what you're supposed to be doing. But if you know it's not ripe pshat and you're just sort of, you have an agenda and you have a reason, and therefore you twist the Torah to fit into your agenda, that's already not proper. Okay. Anyway, why did I get such a thing? Because I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and it came up that the yeshiva is Be'ezus Hashem. I'm sure everyone's so excited. We're supposed to be having an Ein-Bein party, right? Oh. So I said, fine. Very fine. I'm a big favor of having fun. Fun is a mitzvah deraisa. To have fun, we should have an Ein-Bein party. Yes. Wonderful. Except we shouldn't call it Ein Bein. They said the first person who came up with this Ein Bein, so I feel bad for the person because Madach, a person says Megad upon the Torah, should, you know, Keshok Halacha. Such a serious Avera. The guy who spread a whole world conveyed to them some Ruam Shat, you know, he says it's a serious Avera. So the guy, what do you mean? It's a Beferish Mishnah. So I went first. It's not a beferish mishnah. So that's for the purpose of not to be megad upon him b'tayra shalom galacha. Let's learn what the mishnah says, right? So I decided to learn the mishnah. Together they argued. A guy was arguing. It's a beferish mishnah. So that already got to me. Wait, I'm a beferish mishnah. Okay. So let's see. The person that I was talking to in this yeshiva said it's a beferish mishnah. So let's read it, the mishnah. Okay, the mishnah says karo asamik. So I told the person back, right? The guy told the beferish mishnah ein bein. So I said it also says in the pasuk vavaditam elohim acherim, right? The beferish pasuk in the Torah in Kriyat Shema. It says in Kriyat Shema vavaditam elohim acherim. So it just shot is, you just chopped off. So, okay. So let's see. But I'm not coming against not having the Ein Bein. Don't get scared. I'm not trying to say, I just want to get against people having Ruam Shah in the Torah. Okay. So let's read the Mishnah. Karo es ha-Megidah be'adar rishon. Person reads the Megidah in adar rishon. Then it's Avra Shana. Why did he read in adar rishon? Because he thought it was only going to be one other. Then, lo and behold, this Avra Hashana. Then, this was talking about not when there's a calendar, but when then the Bezdin were did it, they Bezdin. So Bezdin went ahead and they made an extra other, but he didn't know that. So he read the Megillah, an other region. So Karin, Oysam other Shani. So he has to read the Megillah. Again, a second time, another Shani, because even though he ran other Rishon, thinking he was Yaitzi, he wasn't Yaitzi. Ein ben other Rishon, other Shani. Here's our famous line. Et a Kriyas Megidah, Matanas Yaitim. Oh, the Feirish, right? This is Drasha. Ein ben, there's no difference between other Rishon and other Shani, except for Kriyas Megidah, Matanas Yaitim, which Mashma, right? This is a famous Drasha. As far as the mitzvah of getting drunk, Ein ben, so you got to get drunk. I have a kasha. It also doesn't say about the Suda. So we should have to have a Suda on other Rishon. It also doesn't say anything about Shachmanis. Doesn't say that either. So we should have Shachmanis on other region too. I don't know. I never heard that Chumrah yet. Okay. Anyway, so what's Pshat in the Mishnah? So let's look at the Rush. And this everyone said, but just the Rush was the easiest. The Rush is a Rishon who summarizes halacha, tells us Pshat in the Mishnah. So look, I got the Rushes on top. The last line in the first column. Karos ha-megidah ba'adir Rishon. Then it's Avra Shana Karos ha-ba'adir Sheni. Amen. Other region, other shein, and mikra mavina matas of yainim. Nira loymar the seifa reisha kaimi. The seifa. That's what I said. Vavatem Elohim acherim. The seifa is a continuation of the reisha. Can't start the mishnah from amen. That's like starting the pasuk from vavatem. The seifa is a continuation of the reisha. Heichid the kara megida ba'arbasar. In a case where you, by accident, celebrated Purim on the first Adar. And now this Avra Shana. So were you Yaitse with what you did in the first Adar? You went and you did Shachmanis in the first Adar. You went and had your Suda in the first Adar. You got drunk in the first Adar. You read the Megillah in the first Adar. Now comes along the second Adar. Ain't been other Rishon Hasheni. You were, the second other is not different. That means that you weren't Yotze with what you did in the first other at a Mikra Meginim at Tarzev Yainim. The Abisha Sober, Risha Zakhna Shane. In other words, all the other things in this situation, if you did them in the first other, you don't have to do it again in the second other. I mean, amen. If you went ahead by accident because you thought the first other was the right other, and you did all the mitzvahs in the first Adar. So now, what happens when you get to the second Adar? So, ain bain. You don't have to do it over again. Because the second Adar is not, we're not more machshir the second Adar, except for the Mikra Megillah, Matanot of Yainim. But everything else, you don't have to do over again. Which means what the Mishnah is coming to say, all right, let's keep on reading. You don't have to go back and do them again. What if like we have today, because we have a calendar. So even before other Rishon, you knew already that it wasn't Purim. Other Rishon kimo Shvat. Just gonna read it. Anyway, I hope anyone wrote that. Other region is Shvat, and then you're not yotzing nothing, right? So the Shah this. The Mishnah is saying as follows. If other region, you knew already the next month is Purim, then this other region is garnish. It's Shvat. And even if you did anything you did in other region, don't count for anything. But if when you celebrated other region, there wasn't yet other Sheni, so you had a right to celebrate other Rishon as Purim. So you're Yaitzi certain things, and you don't have to do it over again. Except for Mikra Megillah, which is so important, you got to do it over again. Which means that this pshat of Ein Bein that the people are saying, besides it's not right pshat, it's mamish the opposite of what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is in a certain sense, playing down the mitzvah of drinking, etc., saying if you drank in the first other, okay, good enough. You don't have to drink again. All right, Megillah, you got to do it over again. That's so important. If by mistake you did Megillah in other region, I'm sorry, you got to do it again. Shach matanot avyonim, that's so important. Yeah, you got to do that again. Okay, shach manes, drinking, suda, you did it in other region, okay. Good enough. Don't have to do it again. That's Pshat the Mishnah. Okay. Comes along. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Comes along somebody and darshan the Mishnah that the Mishnah is telling you that the mitzvah that of drinking is so important that Mikra Megillah, you don't have to do another Rishon. But drinking, oh! So it's basically, it's much more megad upon him the Targ Hilchos Shogfa than this person in Pirkei Avos, right? Person in Pirkei Avos basically said a right din that you're not supposed to marry a shiksa. This is not right shan the pasuk. So for that, it's like considered a bizui of the Torah. You go ahead and you use the Torah for just to crumb up the Torah is a tremendous, you know, we don't appreciate it. But if the Chazal felt the Torah is Kaddish, Torah is holy, to go ahead and crumb up the Torah is such a serious Avera. So even if you're saying a Shashkafa, which is maybe even right, but you're putting it into a Pasuk and you're making people think Ruam Shan the Pasuk, that's ain't okay, Gam Abba. Here, I'm not saying it's funny, but it's here, this pshat is so backwards. It's so opposite of what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is talking about in a whole different case. The Mishnah is talking about a guy who celebrated other region by mistake. And now he's saying you don't have to celebrate it again. That's what Ein Bein means. You're Yotzi already. Right? Anyway, so for anyone who just has a hobby, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. As I said, the person who made this pshat, I don't know, but it's an amazing thing that I don't remember this pshat when I was a kid. So someone was mechadesh this pshat, and amazing thing, it caught over the whole world, and now I'm sure there are thousands of people that think this is pshat. I didn't say there's no. I said it's not pshat in the Mishnah, and not pshat in the Mishnah. It's not pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah, this thing that they aim pain. There's no such Mishnah.
I'm just saying like it's clear it existed back then also. Not like saying like it is pshat or anything.
No. Tosafot doesn't say that that's pshat in aim pain.
No. Tosafot doesn't say. Tosafot says that some people like thought like in the basic reading that's what people thought, and Tosafot slugs it up also.
Yeah, Neish Noigan. I didn't say there. Well, we'll see. I quoted even brought a Mishnah Brura, but no one said that's John the Mishnah.
I didn't
know where the minute came from. No. It's not what I said. I said you want to go ahead and make a party, mitzvah gedolah to make a party. Maybe there's some Indian to make a party, but there's no. But the saying that that's shot in the Mishnah.
But he's saying even
Tosafot
to tell you
that it's not shot. Let me see. I don't see the sizes. Where?
Gabriel, which sizes?
Okay, I'll have to read it. Okay, maybe it was in the same time issue, but fine. But that's even worse in a sense. So Taifas comes ahead and says, this is not Shah the Mishnah. And then some people go ahead and start spreading around, and this is Shah the Mishnah because they have an agenda, because they want to make a party. And that's not right.
Are we at least allowed to use a poetic license to use this?
If you can use a poetic license, yes, and everyone knows. That's just how we refer to it. We're having yes, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying that to go ahead and to think that that's pshat in the Mishnah, it's very different too. So let's look at the halacha, just so we can get the halacha. Because there is a halacha. The halacha says, so I got on the second side, on the same side of the, with the Shulchan Aruch. Yom Yudah with Tesfah Shabbat the Rishon, Ein Noifin Al Pneim, you don't say Tachnun. All the other things of Purim don't apply. Okay, so according to the Mechaber, so all the Svardim for sure, right? Nothing. No Indian whatsoever, according to the Mechaber. Taminik is far Rishina, that also the Minik is far Rishina, whether that's talking about whether a Hespin and Tainus is, that we don't do Hespin and Tainus. Okay. Now the Ramah says, Yesh Aimrit. This is Ramah. Shechayev laharbos b'simcha, mimishta b'simcha, b'yudawish other region. Why is that, says the Mishnah Berurah. Where is this? I can't find. Maybe I chopped it off. But the man the Omar that says that Hayav Lahayav, the Mishnah Simcha, is not because of the Mishnah of Ein Bein. They say because Svart, that was, you know, there's the Indian of Purim. Nothing to do with the Mishnah. Someone said that Beferish, but I don't see who said it, and I don't remember where I saw that. Okay, there's a chayiv, yesh oimrim, that you're supposed to be marbet because it's for it and in Yenipurim. Okay? But nothing to do with them, nothing based on the Mishnah. It's not because of the Mishnah. Okay. The ain't noyagim kain. Ramah says we're not noyagim. So, Ramah says we're not. So, if you're an Ashkenazi, you know, you have such a Ramah. If you're an Ashkenazi, it's ain't noyagim kain. Mikoma gom yerbe ksas besuda. You do ksas. You're a big sas, Pesuda. G'day, and it goes to the next page. G'day. Lord says, I think G'day Machmirim, the Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. Okay, so to be Yotze, the Machmirim, it's really, in other words, the Ramah says, the Minig is, you don't have to do it at all. But to be Yotze, so you're a big sas, Pesuda. Now, how much is Yerbik Sas Besuda? Anyone know? What? And Rosh Chodesh, it says that you're supposed to be Marbe Besuda. That's the halacha. How much is what? Rosh Chodesh. You know, the Yaitse, since there's this day that said, the Yesh Oimrim, that you should be Chayv Arbe Mishnev Simcha, so even though we don't paskin like that, but just to be Yaitse them, so you should be Yerbik Sats. Okay. Now, on Rosh Chodesh, for all those people, on Rosh Chodesh, there's an Indian, you're supposed to be a little bit, there's also a din in Rosh Chodesh. Let me find the halacha, I'm not trying the place. I'm sorry. Let me find the simon. Rosh Chodesh. In Siman Tov Yud Ches, it says that Mishnah Berurah says here it's a Siman Chaber Mitzvah LaHarbis Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Right, that sounds good. Mitzvah LaHarbis Besudas. Here the Ramah says that really you don't have to, but still, mikoma gom yerbik sas besuda. That's a real shvachalasha.
There's nothing wrong with doing more.
Okay, there's nothing wrong. You can always do more. But the chiyah, because of the idea, you do a ksat. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a mitzvah laharbis besuda. So the Shabura says, how much is mitzvah laharbis in Rosh Chodesh? Anyone know? You add one dish. One dish is called a harbis. So, one dish. So, you should have, you know, you add one extra thing that you don't eat normally, you add. One maichel echad. So, what?
You make a
maitzi? No, you don't have to make a maitzi. You just have to be maitzi of one extra dish. One dish. So, here, it's yarbik sas. You make like a half a dish. Okay. So, there isn't any, what?
We should have a party every Rosh Chodesh.
Oh, Rosh Chodesh, we should have a party.
No, I think we should get drunk every Rosh Chodesh.
That isn't anything about getting drunk. That's what I started wanting to point out. I don't want to get carried away. The since See, the people that are learning out from this Ain Bain, so they got it in and getting drunk. Because since it says Ain Bain, and in Purim Rishon, it says Adela Yada, Chai Vinishab Asumi, and then it's Ain Bain. But the Mechaber don't say anything about getting drunk. Okay, it's Pashut. You're supposed to get drunk every day, right? But he's talking about, just like on Rosh Chodesh, no one says you're supposed to get drunk, right? And that's, you're supposed to have a marbe, a besuri. So here, it's ksas. It's less than Rosh Chodesh. Okay, anyway, but there's surely no Indian getting drunk. Now, it doesn't mean a guy wants to get drunk, he can drunk. But we should just know. I think I'm not coming to be a killjoy. I'm only coming to be, because it just bothers me that people think it's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be happy. To be happy, we should be happy.
Why does he throw
it totally? I don't know. Everyone throws that. That's just, I don't know. They talk about it, whether it's just like a poetic way of ending the simon. Anyway, the ma'aseh, so what comes out? What really the hashkafah is, be'ezus Hashem, we have to be happy. And be'ezus Hashem, there's nothing wrong with being happy. And I'm a big believer in cake break and everything else, even though there's no mitzvah of cake break, right? And chocolate and ice cream and whatever, and brownies. not getting drunk. Getting drunk. I don't like even getting drunk. Getting drunk, I don't believe in, because when a person is drunk, he doesn't know what he's doing, and then he's liable to do something that he's going to regret. But getting okay, a little bit, a little bit, happy. I'm not even getting happy. I'm getting drunk. I don't believe in getting drunk. Okay, you'll learn this Simon Shulchan Aruch. But the ma'isa, but the hashkafa is that there really is. It's a serious hashkafa. Many, many people take too much liberties with the Torah, and they're constantly doing this. They take the Torah and they twist it and twist it and twist it. You have every organization. I remember when I was there used to be, when I was in Israel. So it's very common that they give out every shul and every organ gives out these parsha sheets and the parsha. It's very common. I don't know, here in America it's not as common. But it's all about the week on the weekly. But it's like it was amazing. Depending on what your political agenda was, that's what you brought from the parsha. So the JDL used to put out a parsha sheet. And somehow or another, every parsha, basically, you learned that from that parsha, you're supposed to kill the Arabs, right? the people that were into Eretz Yisrael, every week the parsha was teaching you that the greatest mitzvah is to live in Eretz Yisrael. The people that were, that they had their agenda. Now, maybe they're right. Maybe no. I'm not coming here to knock JDL. But what bothered me was that they're not being intellectually honest in Pshat and the Parsha. Don't take a Parsha because you have a certain Hashkafa, and then your every single Parsha is basically you twist the Psukim and it's a riot to my Hashkafa. Right? You're not supposed to do that. It could be your Hashkafa is right. Could be Hashkafa is right, maybe. But you don't have to go ahead. It's not proper. It's a lack of derech eretz for Torah. You have to have a hargasha, which we don't have. That the Torah is kaddish. There was. I remember when I was learning for I was taking a teaching class for. So they were telling us there's a certain Rebbe who was like one of the most famous Rebbeim in elementary school in New York. I don't know if he's still, if he's still teaching or whatever. But then they used to say what was so amazing about him is the way he would refer to the Torah to the kids, to the little kids. The Heidik Torah HaKadosha Zot. But he said the kids picked up that it's a Heidik Torah. There's a certain concept that we have to have the Heidik Rashi, You know, the concept that Torah is Kaddish, that it's a privilege that we're learning a holy thing. You know, people said, I remember Rav Zaidu Epstein told us, Zaidu Epstein was a very chashuv person, Mashkiach and Torah at the end of his life. They say, okay, whatever, they say a lot of amazing things about him. I think Rabbi Knack said he wouldn't be surprised if he was one of the Lamas of Tzaddikim, something like that. Or he wouldn't be surprised if he heard a Yonav. If he had a Yonav, he came to him. I think that's what the quote was. But anyway, because there was some story there. But he was a big Tzaddik. So I remember he told us that when he was in Europe, he went into some shul. I think it was he said in Vilna, but I don't remember. And it was a very hot. So he rolled up his sleeves. He says, of course, not over his elbow, mind you. But he rolled up his sleeves. So a Baal Bus came over to him and says, that's how you learn Torah. You know, like that, you know. Now I'm not telling you not to do that, because in America it's really accepted. But just the concept, I'm then he says, you learn Torah with your sleeves rolled up. So, you know, now I don't think there's anything wrong in America to do that. Yes, Rashiva did it, I didn't share. Because yes. So Rashiva did, yes, he did. Not also, but just the concept of he wanted to show that the hargosha, that European Baal Buz had to Derech Eretz Torah. You're coming to learn, you throw up your sleeves. And we come and we learn guys come and sit and learn in their underwear, you know, and they come and they, you know, there's a certain Derech Eretz you're supposed to have when you come to learn. You're supposed to feel that you're learning. The Torah is Kedusha. The Torah is a living being, entity of Kedusha. It's a certain entity of Kedusha. There is Chazal that seem to say even the Torah has feelings. Obono shel Torah means you insult the Torah. It's an object of Kedusha. And we have to have respect for the Torah. And it's something that's very, very sorely missing. People don't respect me. No, there's a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but the concept that to respect the Torah, you know, if it falls, you kiss it. You know, like there's kedusha. You have to you respect it. It's a halik of Torah. So part of respect for Torah is you don't go ahead and say krum shatim. He's not on purpose. Well, I got an agenda. I want to be. You know, okay, so maybe if everyone knows and you're just being cute, like that's okay. I think that's okay. I'm speaking at Shabbat Brachos and I have a cute Dvar Torah, you know, then everyone knows that it's not ripe shot and you're just saying it to make, you know, okay. Now, I said at my someone's Vart, I'm saying a cute Dvar Torah, that, okay, I mean, I said some pretty cute Dvar Torahs. But no one would ever have a meaning that they were ripe shot.
What would we say if someone said
non-Mokhlo Shmuz is also okay, because it could be ripe shot. But you're not, like, intentionally going ahead. And here, Tysus says it's not shot. The Rush says it's not shot. You know, that they, like, you learn it, it's not shot. Now, I go ahead, I say it's shot. And I, you know, that's I don't know, that's wrong. That's
okay.
I don't know if it's drush okay, and everyone knows you're saying it as a drush, so it's probably okay. I mean, we're not passing the whole world. We're not coming to say the whole world is wrong, so drush is okay. But they're not intentionally, but especially when you're twisting the Torah to mean something that completely opposite what it means, and you're fooling people to think that that's really what the Torah says. That's not so simple. Anyway, the main thing is, I had just two agendas. One is, I want to let everyone know that that's not shot in the Mishnah. And second of all, there's a hashkafa behind it. There's a hashkafa that we have to treat Torah with respect. Torah has to be treated with respect. We kiss the Svarim. We you stand up for a Sefer Torah. You know, we don't. The reason why we stand up for a Sefer Torah, because it's respect. So we there that we're supposed to have that attitude. This is I'm learning the Halak of Torah, the Torah HaKadosha. You have to be dressed properly when you learn Torah. You have to sit properly. You don't sit back in like a, you know, And maybe if you're in bed, and you're okay. So obviously you're gonna learn Torah lying down, because you better learn lying down than not learn at all. But you know, but if you're in Seder, and you're it's not exactly. I was just typing. Get that. It's not exactly right. It's not just not respectful. Okay, you should go ahead, everyone. Like, I know it.